Do you feel like your man never listens? With me tonight is an expert to teach us ladies a foolproof way to open up his ears. Claire Damkin-Brown, she is the author of Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So let's talk about this. First of all, what is the problem? Why is it when we talk to men, we feel like, they just don't get it. They don't listen.
Well, men and women do have some unique communication styles that don't always mesh well. And one of the issues that we find is that men use language to actually focus on giving and getting information, and women use language to try to connect. So men want the facts, who, what, where, when, so they can act on it, fix it, and move on. Women are telling a story and providing details, sharing information that can connect her at many levels with her listener, can help her build a relationship. She thinks the details are what make her stories really rich and interesting.
Right.
And this kind of leads us to the second point. Men want short answers, and women like providing the details.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, women are just venting, and they don't really need anything done or fixed. And he's thinking, why is she telling me all of this, you know, if she doesn't want me to do anything? Why does she go on and on and on? And you can tell, I think this has happened to many of us, you can tell when a man doesn't really want all the information because he starts looking away, glancing away a little bit, and then starts giving you that glazed-over look in his eyes.
Yeah.
One of my friend's husbands actually points the remote control at her.
Oh,
and,
no.
Pretends he's pushing the button and says, mute.
Right, yeah.
You know? And the other issue that we find is men hear the words and women are hearing the words and the feelings. And we know women are focusing on verbal and nonverbal parts of the message.
Yeah.
They hear the words and the emotions behind the words. And I think men hear the words, but and they also hear the emotions. However, they don't react or acknowledge the emotions unless they absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend once when he would relay stories to me. This is a pretty good example of how women want more details. And he would tell me stories about conversations that he would have, let's say with his mom. And I would say, so what does your mom think of me? And he'd say, she likes you. Well, but what did she say? She said she likes you. No, but like exactly how did she say it?
Yes.
She said, Kim seems like a really nice girl. I like her.
Yes.
But, you know, us women, we want to get more of the details, the exact specific conversation out of them. And they're just like, oh, yeah, she likes you. No, but specifically, exactly how did she say it and what did she say? And because we want to dive into, I guess, analyzing and dissecting what she said and how she said it.
It's analyzing and dissecting and understanding all the emotions that are wrapped up in, with that. You know, she likes you. What else was involved
right.
in all of that?
Because you want to know, does she like you on a scale of, you know, 5, or does she really like you? Like, was she really excited and said, oh, that is the best girl you've ever brought around. Wow, this is fantastic. Or was she like, yeah, you know, she seems like a nice girl. There's a big difference there to us women.
There is a difference. And he's thinking he gave you the complete message, and he's ready to move on to the next topic.
Right. So I definitely know that there's a definite difficulty in communication between men and women. And also I think men feel very frustrated because they don't know what we want when we talk to them for long periods of time about something. You know, we'll vent about a coworker, or we'll vent about a problem going on, you know, within our family, and they're ready to pick up the phone and talk to someone. I know with my boyfriend, my mom and I are having a real issue right now. My mom and I are not getting along at all. And my boyfriend even, you know, I was venting to him about my mom, and he says, well, do you want me to call her? It's like, no, I don't want you to call her. I'll call her. I'll talk to her for you. No, I don't want that. You know, it's because I'm just telling him the story, but he thinks I'm trying to get him to fix something.
Yes, and that's exactly it. They're ready to resolve the issue, fix it, and just keep on going.
So there's a lot of difficulties in communications between men and women. I'm sure that's not news to anyone. We've got Claire Damkin-Brown. She is the author of Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. And that's what we're talking about tonight. What did Casey, what did you call it? Verbal Q-tips?
Oh, yeah, verbal Q-tips.
Verbal Q-tips. How to whip some of those out. We're going to find out exactly ways that you can communicate better with one another. That's next. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.